Best Kept Secrets. Written by Jennifer Baccia and read by Louise Crawford. She couldn't help wondering why it was love that so often taught the true meaning of hate. Around midnight, after she'd performed the ritual hugs and kisses and cliched best wishes, the emotion surged through her again, choking off her breath. But still, Cass congratulated herself bitterly, she was managing the impossible, keeping her secret to herself, hiding it behind the fixed smile that made her face ache and the forced bonhomie of the moment as she moved around the crowded living room. Johnny's friends, mostly. Friends he felt they should know. The city's movers and shakers. The people who knew people who knew people. She hadn't wanted a party this year, not after what had happened. But she had known there was little chance of talking Johnny out of something that had become such a fixture on their social calendar. Johnny Dunworth was a party man. Throwing or going to, Johnny knew how to have a good time, even at a party for two. Cass! Everything wonderful for the year ahead! She caught a whiff of Giorgio as a tall, attractive strawberry blonde embraced her and planted a kiss on each cheek. For Angela Kelly, Cass managed to produce a smile that was genuine. They mightn't see each other often, but Angela was a real friend, as distinct from a lot of others here tonight. Which was probably why even the smile wasn't quite enough to fool her. Cass, is something the matter? Those warm hazel eyes searched her face with concern. Cass should have known better. Angela Kelly, investigative journo, couldn't be fooled quite that easily. What sign had alerted her, she wondered. Had Angela somehow sensed the anguish and anger behind Cass's artificial stretch of lips and teeth? Noted the stress and confusion in her tight, clenched fingers? Cass looked away, dreading the sting she felt starting behind her eyes. Suddenly she realised how much she wanted to confide, to pour out her worries, to Angela, who had it all together, who would tell her what to do, how to handle the nightmare her life had become. But she knew she couldn't do that now. Not here. Maybe not ever. Cass, happy new year, my sweet. May all your sexual fantasies come true. A business friend of Johnny's, a man she barely knew, had slung a too familiar arm around her neck and was pulling her close, crushing her breasts against his perfectly rumpled boss linen. Cass could smell the stench of rum on his breath. Hiding her distaste, she threw Angela an apologetic glance. I'll call you, Angie, soon. And Angela Kelly got a hint of something seriously wrong in her friend's bleak blue eyes.